Anticipating a Russian invasion of Ukraine within days, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden says he's convinced that Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to launch a further invasion of Ukraine and will create a pretext to attack. In an address from the White House today, President Biden reiterated his threat of massive economic and diplomatic sanctions from the U.S. and NATO allies.
Russia has a choice between war and all the suffering it will bring, or diplomacy that will make a future safer for everyone.
Putin has pledged to protect Russia's national interest against what he sees as encroaching Western threats. A federal judge today rejected efforts by former President Trump to toss out lawsuits filed by lawmakers and two Capitol police officers that claim his actions led to the U.S. Capitol violence in January of last year. In his ruling today, the judge said that Trump's words during a rally before the violent storming of the Capitol were plausibly words of incitement not protected by the First Amendment. California's governor is backing a measure that would allow people to go after gun manufacturers in the same way Texas lets its citizens target abortion providers.
A Texas law allows private citizens to sue abortion providers and others who assist someone in getting an abortion. California Democratic lawmakers said after a Supreme Court decision allowed that law to stand pending future litigation, they were inspired to allow private citizens to sue those who make, sell, or distribute banned weapons in the state. A federal judge overturned California's ban on certain weapons, but the Ninth Circuit extended a stay on that ruling pending the outcome of another case challenging the ban.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear the Biden administration's appeal, which would end a Trump-era policy of requiring asylum seekers to remain in Mexico while their case proceeds. The High Court had previously refused to stop a lower court ruling, forcing the current president to restart the policy. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A Minnesota congressman has died after a health battle.
Minnesota Republican Jim Hagedorn died last night, his wife announced on a social media post. Hagedorn was elected to the state's first district seat in 2018. In 2019, he was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer. In July, he announced that cancer had resurfaced and advanced. In a statement, House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik called Hagedorn a brave and tireless advocate for his constituents. The congressman was 59 years old. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Biden administration is considering trying to expel Nicaragua from a lucrative regional free trade pact or allocate its valuable sugar quota to another country in Central America to retaliate against President Daniel Ortega's crackdown on his opponents. The economic impact of the action is still under analysis, and no decision has been made, according to a U.S. official. Amazon workers at two facilities are deciding whether to join a union.
Amazon workers in Bessemer, Alabama, are voting by mail now on whether to join the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union. And the National Labor Relations Board says workers at a warehouse in Staten Island, New York, are scheduled to vote in person between March 25th and 30th, with the ballot count on March 31st. If either vote is successful, it will be the first time an Amazon facility has been unionized. The NLRB ordered a new election in Alabama after saying the company destroyed trust in the first election. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
This winter's mild flu season has faded to a trickle of cases in much of the country, but health officials aren't ready to call it over. A CDC official says COVID-19 cases have been falling, leading to a decline in mask wearing and behaviors that may have been keeping flu down this winter, as people are less cautious. Flu or other respiratory viruses can surge. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.